Bill Muhlenberg here, reading again from Culture Watch, August 20th, 2020 piece on Morrison's mandatory vaccines. It gets to be quite worrying when science fiction begins to merge with the real world. What was that line from one of the Star Wars films? So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause. COVID alarmism is revealing all sorts of interesting and alarming developments. The latest involves Prime Minister Scott Morrison flipping back and forth in a matter of hours on COVID vaccinations. His rather reckless talk Wednesday morning about mandatory vaccines received such a huge public backlash that by the afternoon he had to do a major backtrack and basically say, oh, I didn't really mean it would be mandatory. So here's the scoop, folks. Never stop speaking out. Your voice matters. He had said that he wanted at least 95% of all Australians to take up the vaccine. And he also said on a 3AW radio show that he would like to have the vaccine be as, quote, mandatory as possible, unquote. Then by the afternoon, he had changed his tune because of this massive outcry, playing down his desire for nationwide compulsory vaccinations. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm neither a hardcore anti-vaxxer nor a hardcore pro-vaxxer. But talk of mandatory jabs always bothers me. And we know darn well if Morrison and others say, oh, it's not really compulsory, that it really will be. There's blackmail here. Sure, you can choose not to do it, but if you won't be able to get the most basics of life as a result, you know, travel, various government payments and benefits, the ability to make various work choices, that choice is gone. Consider what one medical expert in Australia said. Quote, I believe a person who refuses to be vaccinated should not be allowed to travel interstate or overseas, nor be allowed to travel on public transport without a mask. And when it comes to the private sector, businesses could refuse these anti-vaxxers from visiting their retail outlets, gyms, movie cinemas, restaurants, bars, or nightclubs. As a precedent, state governments had previously banned children from attending childcare if they were not vaccinated. Similar restrictions should be placed on Australians who refuse to take the COVID-19 vax. So why don't we just line up all these recalcitrants and shoot them already? Let's stop pussyfooting around. The fascist mindset of so many of these folks is just bone-chilling. We have so many mini-Hitlers living and breathing amongst us, and they are oh so proud of their ugly authoritarian bent. Consider what a few others are saying about this. This news item is all rather scary. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth has raised the possibility of restrictions for people who refuse to get COVID-19 vaccines when it's available, if proven successful. Big if there. Speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, Dr. Coatsworth said rules like no jab, no pay, which would restrict government payments, could be brought in to ensure more Australians are immunized against the coronavirus. He mentioned regulations around international and interstate travel, and even moving within the community would be needed. Australian pubs and restaurants could also refuse entry to people who refuse to get vaccinated. And Craig Hunt has just confirmed that there will be consequences for such recalcitrance. Australians could face being turned away at the border and having their welfare payments withheld if they refuse to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has warned. Mr. Hunt said he would not rule out banning Australians from entering the country if they had not received the jab as he fielded a series of probing questions from a current affair host, Tracy Grimshaw, on Wednesday evening. New South Wales One Nation leader Mark Latham on Wednesday night hit out at suggestions vaccine take-up could be made compulsory. As predicted, the dictatorship of the health bureaucrat, unelected officials where control over our lives has gone to their heads, Mr. Latham wrote on Twitter. How about we wait until a vaccine is finalized after human trials? And the impact on children, the elderly, pregnant women, and so on is assessed by medical experts rather than Scott Morrison jumping the gun. Yes, I thought the Liberal Party was supposed to be all about liberty and freedom of choice for individuals. I must have mixed them up with some other party. Sure, some conservatives will argue that we already have various mandatory measures in place for public health and safety, such as seatbelts. But having to wear a seatbelt is not in the same league as having something forcibly pumped into your body. Yes, both entail clear diminution of our freedoms, but the latter is far more serious and potentially dangerous for the individual than the former. Demanding that everyone be vaccinated for something that has a 99% survival rate sounds like it is all about control, not medicine. It is like the meme making the rounds on the social media says, I had a joke about COVID, but there's a 99.98% chance you won't get it. The truth is, when the state forces people to receive a mandatory vaccine or else, we have moved well beyond healthcare into the arena of tyranny. Oh, but it's for your own good, they will intone. Where have we heard that before?
Bill Muhlenberg's Culture Watch podcast is a production of The Good Source, presented by Bill Muhlenberg. Thousands of Bill's articles can be read on his website, billmuhlenberg.com. To watch, listen to, or read more media without the SJW PC fact filter, visit goodsource.news. That's good, S-A-U-C-E, .news. Become a Good Source supporter for exclusive access to live and unedited interview recordings, including the conversations before and after the show.